Just because Europeans river dance doesn't mean anything. We're all humans. We all move together and push humanity forward.
I think I know what this is. I'm going to get it this week, all right? I know what this is.
You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman. I'm Aaron, who are you?
I'm Alex.
Yeah, we're a pop culture podcast dedicated to filtering things through the internet or something, through comments.
Through the lens of the internet or something.
Yeah, we got a Patreon.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there again. So if you want to...
support us.
You know, donate whatever you can, you'll get some stuff. It's on there. Patreon.com/TheObscureGentleman. Also, subscribe and write us a review. Mm-hmm. We love reviews.
Please read our comic, too.
Read our webcomic. That would be pretty good. But Europeans river danced, Alejandro.
They used to, I guess.
All right, well, let's start the show.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
It was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you snap?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over!
You lose. Good day, sir.
No! No!
Okay, so Comic-Con was last week?
I think.
Last week.
Yeah, I don't know because it kind of just went by without...
Okay, so we said that we were going to...
have amazing Comic-Con goodies for you.
Comic-Con didn't really yield a lot of stuff. It yielded a few trailers. We're going to talk about two of those today.
Mm-hmm.
But, one of the things we're talking about happened post-Comic-Con, but there was this leaked trailer from it. All right, let's start this one with the big news that has just happened. And so Entertainment Weekly released some images, and they're related to a Comic-Con thing, X-Men Apocalypse, which is coming out eventually soon. It's just X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, really?
They released some stills and a cover image, which features Apocalypse, Psylocke, and Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
And then some stills, which have Storm and the other cast members. And people have opinions about this. So I'm going to start with a good old 4chan.
Okay.
So just a quick thing. Most of these comments are focused on Apocalypse and how he looks. I
do want to feel that that's the one thing that everyone's taken away from this.
Yeah, because I want to establish most comments that I have seen are people really like Olivia Munn now, like a lot.
That's her.
That's Olivia Munn of Psylocke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lot of people now are...
That's a good costume.
They've turned the tide.
The tide has turned in her favor.
Yeah, all of a sudden people are like, they're
on the Munn train.
Yeah, but the rest of them are towards Apocalypse, or as everyone keeps calling him, Ivan Ooze. That is the... you go to any... I went to so many social media sites, and that was the thing.
Yeah.
Ivan Ooze. So.
Yeah. Virtually everyone I know who's seen that movie, the Power Rangers movie, the main villain is Ivan Ooze, has said that to me, or has at least posted that online.
At first I thought, like, well, I mean, that's just... no one's going to really go into that. Yeah. But no, everyone...
Yeah.
That's the thing. So.
I first heard it from a friend of mine, and then I said, okay, well, that's funny. I heard it from another friend. I'm like, that's weird.
I did not think that it would become a widespread joke.
Yeah, I thought that was just like, oh, that's weird. Two guys I know said the same thing.
But it made me realize people do remember Ivan Ooze. So.
Which is amazing to me because he's a shitty character.
So, from 4chan, first one. The thing I take away most from this picture is that Lord Zedd is still a god-tier design.
Yes, he really is. Yes, he really is.
I mean, it's a dude with, like, his skin ripped off.
He's a dude with his brains exposed, and he's got a big, like,
a Z.
Yeah, a big Z on his head.
And
I mean,
like,
props to Rita, too, because she's the Japanese creation, and yeah, Lord Zedd's the American villain.
I mean, yeah, it's got metal bonds all over it and straps and stuff.
But, yeah, Ivan Ooze.
Okay. I'm sick of everybody saying this comparison is a bad thing. If you didn't like Ivan Ooze, then you can get the fuck right out of here.
I'm gone. I'll see you later.
So this person is all about the ooze.
He's
if you're not with the ooze, you lose, essentially, yes. Is what this guy's about.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to end up talking more about Ivan Ooze right now than this.
And that's the problem is, yeah, a lot of people now are talking about the Power Rangers movie, the old one.
Yeah.
Instead of they think Apocalypse looks horrible.
Yeah.
And I kind of do agree.
I'm not a fan of it. Where's his big, weird, ugly
chin? You mean his lips. Why aren't his lips all blue and like... Yeah. So moving on from the Ivan Ooze stuff, because that would just get repetitive.
Yeah.
I'm
just talking about Ivan Ooze today.
Someone asks, why not get Clark Duncan to play him? Okay. When someone responded with a sad frog image, I suddenly now remember that Michael Clark Duncan has been dead for almost 3 years.
Holy shit. 3 fucking years?
Yeah.
No way. Yes. I don't believe that.
Michael Clark Duncan's been dead that long. Time has passed, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, so... Why not? Well, there's your answer. That's why.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Kingpin.
So he's too short. Why did they hire a fucking manlet? Okay, you want to describe? Tell them what a manlet is.
A manlet in 4chan definition is anyone under 6'4".
a short person, right?
Yeah, realistically, I guess manlet would be like an insult to someone around the height of like 5'4", 5'5". In 4chan, though, it's become this weird, like, almost semi-insulting, like, we all suck mentality.
He's 5'9".
He's 5'9", so he's about...
That's about average American height.
Yeah.
And they're saying, like, someone was like, that's average American height. It's like, yeah, for you fucking manlets.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, again, it's like if you're not 6'4", you're a manlet.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he's wearing like lifts, isn't he? They're doing shit to make him look taller.
I hope so.
I mean, I don't really care.
I just think he should be like a giant sort of thing, not like a super giant, but like
Paul White giant, right? No. Like bigger than average,
like,
right?
Like seven feet.
Yeah, that'd be fine. That's how tall he is.
So the response was, "Wah, manlets, wah! Why didn't they hire Shaq? Thank God you people never would be in a position of power in Hollywood." To which he responded, I would hire Shaq to be in every movie, and you would love it.
You know, I gotta wonder, Shaq in Apocalypse
Gear? I don't know.
That does sound kind of interesting.
I would love Shaq in every movie. I don't think I have a problem with that.
Imagine, like, Shaq in... think about the great movies that have come out, like Iron Man. You could imagine Shaq in that
I could,
movie.
Yeah.
Well, what else has come out? Like, freaking Inception, Shaq.
I see Dark nothing
Knight,
wrong with it.
Dark Knight.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Do superheroes really have to wear their superhero costumes?
Huh.
To which someone replied, "Ugh, let me think. A fucking course, you dense motherfucking casual. Don't breed, just kill yourself. Now."
You know, this reminds me of a time when I saw someone say, because it was the new Spider-Man, it was the most recent Spider-Man that came out. And they say, why is he wearing the costume from the comics? And it was like, why wouldn't he be wearing this very iconic costume design that a lot of people are very familiar with? It's so weird.
There are a segment of moviegoers who do not like the costume aspect of superheroes.
Well, I guess we can thank this franchise, I guess, for kind of starting that. Because the whole, like...
The whole black leather making fun of costumes and stuff.
The whole yellow outfit. Glad it's not yellow, that kind of thing.
Yellow spandex.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing that it's just... What they want is boring action movies, and they don't want to embrace the superhero aspect. And it's... You do see comments like this. It's like, why do they have powers? Why do they gotta do that? It's like, you just want them to run around with guns? And some people, of course, yeah, that's what they want.
What's the point then?
It's like, watch a different movie. Okay, so...
I mean, even Marvel's, like, costumes, when they look more realistic, they still remind me of the costume.
But sometimes they end up looking at laser tag outfits.
Yes. Regrettably.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Never seen it.
This comment, weird... I saw this one on 4chan and on Facebook.
So he's, like, double posted.
I saw this on multiple Facebook pages.
Okay.
Which was weird. This guy was trying so hard to make this joke a thing, No one responded to it anywhere on 4chan, Facebook, Slash Film, the Entertainment Weekly page, anywhere on comic book movie.
Okay.
Age of Apocalypse, more like Age of Apoc No Blue Lips, Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah. What was that second thing he said? Age of Apoc No Blue Lips?
Yes.
I get it, but it's not funny. That's probably one of the unfunniest things I've ever heard in my life.
This guy, I thought
and what was the second thing he said?
Age of Apocalypse.
What does that mean?
There's quips. I guess. I don't...
Is he making an assumption that it's a superhero movie?
I don't know, but this was posted in a lot of places, and it got no reaction. This guy...
Because it's not funny.
This guy all day must have been on every website he could find.
And then going back looking for responses to him.
Because I first thought, like, I'm like, I read this comic before, and then I was like, wait, what the... why is it everywhere?
I feel like if he did it just a few more times in TV on 4chan, that it will... pick up as an unfunny thing, and people will post it everywhere
because it's not funny. Now we go to Facebook comments. Now most of them again were just Ivan Ooze, pictures of Ivan Ooze. I've seen so many images of Ivan Ooze recently. I never thought I'd see them.
I never thought I'd ever have to.
Where's
my autograph book?
Yeah. So I decided to quote farm some of the fucking weirder comments because I was sick of the Ivan Ooze stuff. Wanted that smoke drink so bad as a child. This is on the Entertainment Weekly page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean? Someone responded, what does that mean? Ha ha! I drank that all the time, you know? And they responded, not really, no. Smoke drink, ha ha! All day.
I feel like he's responding to something that we're not seeing. He's got those sunglasses from They Live On, and he's seeing like all these advertisements in the image itself.
He wanted that smoke drink so bad as a child.
I hope he... Well, he does it every day now, so he's living the dream.
Smoke drink.
Every day.
All day, yeah. So...
I have no idea what that is.
Also from Entertainment Weekly page... Couldn't they put pictures of those who died recently on the cover instead?
What?
Okay. Okay. Here's the thing. It's Entertainment Weekly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They gotta promote shit. When it's a true...
Oh, you mean like the like Omar Sharif and all that who passed away?
The thing is, yeah, they do that sometimes.
But they're like tribute books, aren't they?
No. They'll do it sometimes when it's someone who's like...
Huge.
And has mass appeal. Omar Sharif, yes, is a prolific actor... A lot of people loved him, but the thing is, that's not going to sell magazines, and magazines are dying now. You throw a bunch of colorful mutants and X-Men on a cover, you're going to sell covers.
Yeah.
Sell
magazines. Robin Williams would be the guy.
He was on a cover.
Yeah.
Okay, so, see, that makes sense. Omar Sharif and...
Not to shit on Omar Sharif. He's a great actor, but he's fallen out of the public eye recently, so... for a while now.
So this is from the Slash Film page. And
I'm not familiar with Slash Film, to be honest.
Slash Film's pretty good.
All right.
They've
been around for a while, though, haven't they?
So, this relates actually to last week.
Okay.
Reminds me of that purple guy from the Goosebumps series, Ivan Ooze. I wasn't going to do any more Ivan Ooze ones until I saw this, and I was like...
From the Goosebumps series. You know what? That's fair, because... I mentioned Ivan Ooze, and they said, oh, yeah, he's that really creepy-looking purple dude. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, and he's got that weird face. And I'm like, yeah. And it's like, and there's that weird ball flying around trying to help him. I'm like, wait, what? And if you're aware of what I'm talking about...
What are you talking about?
Do you remember the Ghost Writer, miniseries? It's about these bunch of kids who are trying to solve this, like...
Ghost Writer? You mean the show from the 80s? What are you talking about?
Is it from the 80s? It wasn't a show. It was like a...
Oh, you're talking about something else.
It was on Nickelodeon. It's this weird-looking purple dude who looks like... it reminds me of Chucky from Child's Play.
Never heard of this.
Never heard of this?
No.
I'll send you pictures later. It was shown a lot in class because it was safe.
What?
Yeah, hell? So I guess a lot of people sort of know about this
But Ivan Ooze and Goosebumps. They know the name Ivan Ooze, and they're saying he's from Goosebumps.
That's weird.
The
fact that people know what these two things are to this day weirds me out.
So, this is from Comic Book Movie. Da fuck? A spelled D-A-F-A-Q. The faction question. The fuck? Is that Sansa Stark? Because, okay, so she's playing Jean Grey in this movie.
Oh, is she? That's cool.
What's the actress's name?
Sophie Turner.
Yeah. Sophie Turner. So, in the profiles for the characters, they called Cyclops like a bad boy. It's kind of weird. And so they showed, yeah, Sophie Turner's playing, Jean Grey. So, their response was, the fuck? Is that Sansa Stark? How she is both makes no sense.
People can play multiple roles.
There are people who do not understand that to this day. Like, there really are. They think, that's like...
That's weird. Like, they're locked in a fucking cage and they're
it's
just...
It's like, how are they doing... But Game of Thrones is still on.
Yeah.
How is this...
This is why people think that we'll never see John Barrowman back on Doctor Who, by the way, because...
He's in other stuff!
Yeah.
It can't be done! Here's the last one. And this makes no sense because, well, let me read it. My only gripe is that Jubilee's teeth is too modern for 1983. They do not show Jubilee's teeth in any of the photos. What the fuck does this comment mean? What is it? They're too mo... What?
To my knowledge, people had good smiles back then. It's not an impossible task.
Her teeth are too modern for 1983.
But you can't see them in any of the shots.
No.
So, what's this guy talking about?
I don't know.
Has anyone called him out on this?
No. But it had 16 likes.
People believe in this then.
I do not understand it.
This is something where it's like, I understand, like, the guy questioning Sansa Stark, like... It's stupid, but everything he's thinking makes sense to me.
It's mainline stupidity.
Yeah.
It's like average
I get it. I get it.
This,
I understand.
This is just...
It doesn't make... That actually is confusing.
If this was on 4chan, I'd be like, okay, they're rusing you. They're trying to, like, whatever.
Yeah, but...
It's a person on Facebook just being stupid and possibly crazy.
That's weird to me. Like, that actually, I don't understand.
Yeah. So, okay, so do you got anything from...
Okay, so...
What do you have from this movie?
It's mostly just Ivan Ooze shit. He wants to know where that weird pig monster is.
Okay, so this is all Ivan Ooze.
Yeah,
all Ivan
we I don't need to get into this, because there's way too much
if
Ivan Ooze.
If you snooze, you ooze, Alejandro. If you snooze, you ooze.
That was Kimberly, right, who said that?
I don't know.
No, you ooze, you lose. You ooze, you lose. Which was, I think, Billy.
Oh, my God.
That whole movie needs to die.
Ivan Ooze.
The fact that people want that remade for this new Power Rangers movie scares the shit
Ivan
out of me.
Ivan Ooze has probably gotten more, like...
Exposure here.
No, internet, like, sort of, like, hits. Like, the people have typed Ivan Ooze more than they have in probably 2 decades.
I think it's funny that Ivan Ooze is probably getting a bigger boost in popularity out of context than probably he did within context.
I would think it would be amazing if some...
Stupid executive.
And market researcher.
I know what you're fucking
And some
thinking.
Market researcher for the new Power Rangers movie is like, kids are really saying, talking about this Ivan Ooze guy, maybe we should bring him back for the movie.
God damn it. No. No.
Oh my God, that would be beautiful. So...
I will hate this movie forever. And I just gotta say straight up, I think it looks like shit. I mean, I don't like it.
Power Rangers movie or
both.
Apocalypse. Okay.
Both.
I mean, okay, look, yeah, the Fox movies for their time, they were the first three X no first two, two. X Men movies. No, I'd say just.
Part oh no, two. I was talking about Power Rangers.
Oh no, I would say just part two of X Men. Part one, eventually I'll watch it again. Part three, no.
I like these movies, but I have to admit they're flawed.
To me, the Fox movies have always, like, since after part three, the Fox movies, since Marvel came on, they've always been, like, the stepchild of superhero movies.
Yeah, like, people will see them and like them, but it's like, but the Avengers is coming out.
Well, at the end of the day, you have Marvel Studios and Warner Brothers, and even Warner Brothers' track record isn't that great. They're still held up high, whereas the Fox movies are kind of just, like, they're where Sony was before the Marvel deal happened. They're just in this, like, they're sandwiched between. They're sort of just seeing, like, well, yeah, those are a thing.
Yeah, they're
but
fun.
At the end of the day, it's like, I don't see this cultural awareness that the Marvel or Warner Brothers movies have.
I do feel like the only one that kind of broke out was Wolverine.
And it's not even the movies, it's the character.
Yeah.
Because I've never gotten into a discussion or talked to people about the X-Men movies.
Like, hey, you remember Jean Grey? What do you think about
Fat Kid Jackson? Or even, like, yeah, even like, when, like, the newest Wolverine movie came out, I think I only talked to my brother about it. I never talked to really anyone about that.
I feel like people got... Two things. People got burned out by that Wolverine Origins, and then Marvel was putting out all their good stuff at that time. So
and it's like, then, I mean, even when Days of Future Past happened, again, it didn't... It did well, but it just didn't seem to resonate as like, the only people online are the ones who defend it.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Yeah. These Fox movies, they make money, but at the end of the day, it's like they're not pop culturally impactful. Like, they don't really bring anything lasting. Like, you can't deny the Marvel movies haven't, like, sort of changed the landscape of superheroes.
Yeah, when I could see little kids running around wearing, like, Iron Man, like, backpacks and crap.
Well, yeah,
like,
well, and well, it's not even that. It's the fact that Marvel movies have changed cinema to the point where now everyone wants to get on this whole shared universe business.
I'm not big on that. Like, I like it for Marvel.
It works sometimes, yeah.
I don't know if I need this for, like Ghostbusters. I don't know if I need that
And I'm iffy with the Universal thing, because technically the Universal Monsters were the first in cinema to have a shared universe.
Yeah.
Kind of. Because, I mean...
It's not the same all
their shared the movies were mostly jokes.
Yeah.
They weren't...
Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of Warner Brothers...
Yeah.
They did release the new Batman vs. Superman trailer.
They did.
And I thought it was amazing.
My feelings have gone down just a tiny bit. I'm not at the same
hype. Yeah, and it's always going to be like that.
Because it's the post-hype level. Now it's just sort of like...
And I guess after people have seen it, they're trying to analyze, you know, more. They're trying to go deeply into it. But there's always people here who just want to see a good slugfest. Here's one comment with a string of comments following.
Okay.
We all know who's going to win. We just want to see how.
All right.
And I hate this comment so much because
it's open to interpretation.
Because I'm thinking, like, well, this guy clearly knows who's going to win. But I want to know who he thinks is going to win.
This, where's this from, by the way?
This is from YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, second question. I mean, second. Comment. Well, first reply is to that. Superman can just kill Batman real quick, but he doesn't have the heart to do it. All right. So, I mean, Superman is very kind, so he's backing down.
All right.
Batman has prep, and we know Batman with prep can beat almost everyone.
Oh, here it comes.
So, reply to that. And this is getting weird. Hopefully he beats Marvel and frockes Marvel to make something original. In response to that, they both have an equal chance. If Superman stabs Superman with kryptonite, Superman could still fight. So we've gotten into the point where, and this is inevitable.
Hold on. Did you say if Superman stabs Superman?
Superman could still fight, yes.
If Superman stabs
Superman, Superman could still fight. Okay. He mentioned Superman three times in one sentence. So we've gotten to that point where, unfortunately, it's the Batman. Inevitably,
that,
yes.
That conversation contained two of my least favorite things.
Which is?
Prep time.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate Batman prep time. And the other thing is company wars, where it's like,
I don't even think he was trying to start company wars shit.
Marvel can destroy Marvel.
I think he meant like the. It was so weird because it kind of came out of nowhere. Like I don't think he knew it was a character. Company war.
I'm confused.
I hate company war crap too. I don't mind Batman with prep time within reason.
I don't like this whole notion where he can destroy everyone.
But usually, I like Batman with prep time within the context of his own rogues gallery.
The problem is people act like prep time is a superpower. Like he just got to use his prep time.
It's plot armor.
It's like, look, Grant Morrison, you kind of fucked everything up by doing this.
Yeah. Okay. This is a conversation for a different time.
Yeah.
Here's another one. All right. I'm kind of lost here. What are they fighting each other for? Like, who is the bad guy?
Well, I mean,
I could kind of understand.
Do they not see that Lex Luthor is in the trailer?
And he's obviously know that's him, by the way.
Do they also not see that there's like something being done with Zod's body that?
We're not too sure.
Do people not pay attention to trailers?
I feel like even, like, the whole point is that they have a misunderstanding about each other. They have very legit fears with each other. yeah. they're gonna wanna have to take each other out.
Okay, you know what's really gonna happen.
Yeah, the subtitle of the movie tells
they're
you
they're gonna fight. Yeah, I put that in quotations. They're gonna fight, and then something's gonna happen to make them realize, wait a minute,
we don't need to do this.
We gotta team up. We gotta take down the real bad guy.
It's a tale as old as time with superhero.
Yes, like, song as old as rhyme, Ulysses. Yes.
There you go.
To quote Rocket Man, yes. The movie
Beauty and the Beast,
not the song.
All right, we need new movie as my idea. Anybody can contact with me. And then he left his phone number.
I love that. Okay, I constantly see these on YouTube comments, people promoting themselves but doing nothing to like entice you to why they're promoting themselves. Yeah. It's like, hey, I got a good YouTube channel. Subscribe to me.
This guy says he has a better idea for the movie.
And call me. I mean,
and he left his phone number.
You should have called him. All right, what is it? What are you pitching?
Yeah. Guys, please don't call me stupid. I have a question.
That's a good way to start your argument. Okay.
This is Batman, right? The original Batman. So why is it a Christian Bale? Or why am I the only one who cares about this?
Okay. So I'm gonna call you stupid because you said the original Batman and then you mentioned Christian Bale. Okay, if you want to go by media terms, it's not even Adam West. It's
that serial, right?
From the
40s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Right off the bat, you're just wrong. And why isn't it Christian Bale? Because it's not the Nolan movies anymore. That's part of a different continuity where superpowers didn't exist.
In another podcast, I said that you said that people don't get confused by this. I think this is clearly arguing that they do get confused by different actors.
I initially like gave people the benefit of the doubt. Like, no, how are they going to get confused? It's not a confusing
thing.
It's
not the same actor. It's a new character,
people
right?
People are stupid, and I did not anticipate that.
Yeah.
That in researching comments on... See... Before this, I would skim through comments. I'd be like, huh, it's whatever. But now, actually looking at them, I'm like, people are dumb. Like, people are really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some smart people here and there and some generally nice people.
They normally don't comment, though, because they don't want to waste their time.
Yeah, and when they do, their comments are usually buried between mountains of just like...
Shit.
Yeah, so movie, I mean, we'll see what happens.
I want to see it.
No, I want to see it, too. I'm back to that state of like, it could go either way though, where it's like,
yeah.
This could be good, this could be bad. And I have a few gripes, but other than that, yeah, I guess we'll wait for that. So, last week we gave up on Voyager, as everyone knows.
Yes.
Voyager is kaput. So, we were thinking, we had this talk about what show we're going to do. So, we were thinking, and, you know, we were saying maybe we should do X-Files, maybe we should do Twilight Zone. And then I remembered something. There is this thing called. Netflix Roulette, and it's a website where it randomizes a choice for Netflix, be it TV show or movie. And we decided, you know what?
Let's do it.
We're going to do that. So, oh God. So, so essentially every week what we're going to do now, at the end of our episodes, we're going to roulette something, and we are going to watch it, and then we are going to kind of talk about it, not really, and then we're gonna see what everyone else thinks about it. So you might get some really shitty things.
Yeah.
And today you're gonna get something really shitty.
Yeah. Can I just say right now, I wish we didn't drop Voyager.
I can't believe we watched. Oh my god. So I did the roulette, and what we landed on was Universal Soldier: Day of Reckoning.
Which is the last final entry in the Universal Soldier franchise.
I think they're making two more.
Oh, God. No.
See, here's the thing. I'm not a Universal Soldier fan. I saw the first one years ago.
Neither am I.
And what I remember about it is Jean-Claude Van Damme's like a... He was like a sort of a... What's it called? Manchurian Candidate, sort of like...
Yeah,
soldier's
yeah, yeah.
been brainwashed, whatever. Yeah. And then he kind of snaps out of it, and then he wants to get revenge or something like that.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren's there too.
So, and then there was a few more sequels, and then they brought the series back, and fans loved it apparently. And then this one came out, and so in the previous one, Dolph Lundgren was killed; his head was blown up or something.
Yeah,
as someone in the comments said, I saw Dolph Lundgren's head literally get blown up. So rest in peace, Dolph Lundgren.
Okay.
I
don't know how they brought him for this thing.
Okay, so
Can I just say that I've never, out of the big Hollywood action stars like Schwarzenegger, yeah, Stallone, I guess Bruce Willis is among them, Lundgren and Jean-Claude Van Damme have always been like my least favorite of them.
I'd say Van Damme ranks below. No, what? No, Steven Seagal is way at the bottom.
I can find some joy in those movies.
I would put Jean-Claude and Lundgren over Seagal any day.
I guess, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. He's just a boring actor.
But you know what? The truth is, though, this movie isn't about Jean-Claude.
No, it really isn't.
Because it's Scott Adkins, who I had no idea for some reason everyone fucking loves this guy.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Were you coming across this in all the comics?
He's great. I love him in this.
Oh my god, Scott Adkins is great. I was like, who the fuck is Scott Adkins?
And I'm not going to shit on Scott Adkins because I thought he did all right, to be honest.
With whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
If you were to sum up this movie in a sentence, what would it be?
I'm having a seizure.
I texted you that last night.
No, but I was like, what the fuck? So then,
oh, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
There's a very noticeable strobe light effect in this movie where whenever Jean-Claude Van Damme is talking to the main character, and at first it was interesting. After a while, I think I wanted to die. I actually kind of wanted to throw
All right. So it's clear we didn't like it, but what does the internet think about it? So we're going to do IMDb comments first, and so Spooky Rat 1, if you want the IMDb boards, this guy loves this movie. This guy is fighting hard for this movie. I've never seen someone defend this movie as much as he does. Many people hated this movie because they can't stand the thought of a Van Damme film, or he doesn't sport a mullet and do the splits. I don't think that's the problem.
Yeah, no, that's not the problem.
Because this movie on the IMDb boards is getting a lot of hate for obvious reasons. So he thinks, well, you know, they wish he was classic Van Damme. That's their problem. No, that's not the problem with this movie. You want to hear it? You read it.
Okay. There's been two other sequels. WTF. I was surprised to see Jean-Claude Van Damme had reprised this role, like rock and roll, slash concept 20 years after Universal Soldier came out in 1992. But what shocked me even more was that there had actually been two other squeals in 1999 and 2009 that I had never heard of.
Oh, well.
Perhaps I'll get to see them one day, lol. It's like he's going on the dusty trail, and you know, maybe he'll come across the movie one day.
Okay, just to preface something really fast that I should have mentioned at the beginning, IMDb
the boards.
Okay, so
we've not mentioned
you have YouTube comments, which are bottom of the barrel usually. IMDb is underneath the barrel.
IMDb feels it's like geniuses running an asylum full of people who just want to shit. And I do mean literally shit everywhere they are.
It's whereas YouTube is filled with just, like, fuckers who are just, like, really angry and, like, pissed off and are just, have ADD. IMDb people are just, they seem like the people who ran web rings and, like, had, like, GeoCities sites dedicated to...
I'll say you're more likely to get intelligent discussion on IMDb if you're on a movie that is not very popular.
Yes. Or the other case where if it's not very popular, you're going to get weird discussions.
Yeah.
Like fetish type discussions.
But usually because the influx of, like, let's say just, I don't know, like Minions or something like that.
Yeah.
You're obviously going to get a lot of people who are crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's a popular movie.
So, it's Apocalypse Now moved to the Universal Soldier mythology, says Metalworks.
I actually saw that comment earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And so Spooky Rat, here's another comment which relates to it. Spooky Rat 1 says, it manages to be better than Apocalypse Now.
Ooh.
Best in the series.
Wow. Worst piece of crap ever. I mean, I wasn't...
Did you hear what I said? Better than Apocalypse Now.
I'm just starting to ignore that comment because I really... What?
Oh my god.
But no, this is related to that a little bit, yeah. Worst piece of crap ever. I mean, I wasn't expecting anything great. I just wanted to see some stuff blow up, gunfights, maybe some boobs, etc.
I saw that coming.
Instead, I got a half-baked Apocalypse Now.
There we go.
And Total Recall ripoff with no resolution, even much in the way of a coherent plot. Avoid at all costs. Ass to ass. Ass to ass.
I believe Spooky Rat actually responded to a few of those.
Oh, yeah? Because he defends this movie.
Spooky Rat is all over this board just like saying, you guys didn't understand it.
It felt like a really shitty Total Recall.
It was great.
It felt like a shitty Total Recall.
It was great seeing Van Damme with white paint on top of his head and black all over his mouth.
Bald head.
And then he gets murdered and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And it was a weird artistic movie. It was trying to be it was also trying to be a horror movie at points.
Yeah.
And also, I stopped caring midway through when they revealed, like, oh, his family's not even real.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt pointless at that point. It's like, why? Okay, so, do you have any more IMDb comments?
I think I got one more.
All right.
Strobe lighting. I was eating some nachos, and then the strobe light sequence happened. The lights made me nauseous, and I had to look away from the screen. And just when you think it is over, bam, another strobe light sequence happens later in the movie. After the second time, I felt like I had just gotten off a carnival ride. It was a horrible visual effect, and I feel bad for the movie's editor that had to see that over and over again. I bet he had to use a welding mask when he edited those sequences. Response, I agree, awful effect. I covered the screen with my hand during those parts. He covered the screen with his hand during those parts. Not covering his hand from the screen. I'm sure there could have been something they could have done. There should have been an epilepsy warning on this movie. And yeah, I agree. That'll fuck
you up. No, it just annoyed me. I was like, oh my god.
No, but if I actually knew someone with epilepsy, I think they'd be screwed.
It annoyed the shit out of me. I was like, oh god. It's like, stop it. Stop flashing.
I actually closed my eyes because it was actually... because I was watching it in the nighttime.
I just looked away.
Yeah, I was like...
So, moving on to YouTube comments. I got a few of these.
This movie sucks.
Oh, this movie's horrible. Okay. And to start it off, Aja Jaja says...
Aja Jaja Jaja.
This movie is fucking shit. How are we supposed to empathize with this stupid asshole who's mad about his imaginary family?
You know,
And that's true, because I stopped giving a shit. I was like, his family's fake. I don't care.
And he's not even, like... he's a baby, right? They said he's, like, grown out of a fucking test tube or whatever. So it's like... I guess I feel bad for him, but it's like at the same time, it's like whatever. Dude.
Yeah, I stopped giving a shit as soon as it was like his family's not real. It's like, oh well, then his mission's pointless. Okay, Matai Bindu said,
"Oh boy,
I didn't understand this movie. How grown his fingers and the leg this movie is." Matai, I didn't understand your comment. Is what I have to say.
And this just reminds me of the wrestling comments.
How grown his fingers and the leg this movie is.
This movie is.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Gerardo Villanueva says, Van Damme, I your number one fan, number one, but you fuck it up on this one.
Mm.
You can do better movies than this one, my man, like Bloodsport.
Oh.
Please, if you read this, think about it. And don't spend money making this kind of film. Thanks.
You know what? I agree with this man because I never... well, he didn't make this movie. But I...
he's not going to read it either.
No, he's not going to read that. And that's the thing is that I think with these people, they tend to think that whoever is in charge of the page, I guess, is actually the person.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing.
Enigma Danger says, this movie is about Project MK Ultra and is real.
Project MK Ultra.
That's when they drug soldiers and like to experiment with them.
Okay.
This movie's not about that at all. It's about Universal Soldier, Unisols as they're called.
Unisols, yes.
And they're,
It's a boring movie.
It clones.
It's a boring movie.
And shit.
I don't think I've ever been more bored by an action movie.
I wanted it to be over. It was just...
It was late by the time I was watching, so I couldn't call you and tell you how pissed off I was.
Had there been more Van Damme, I think I'd have been more okay with it. But he was like in 5 minutes this movie. Huh.
Let me ask you something. Do you think you would rather watch an episode of Voyager over that?
You know what? It's because we both only watch one of these instead of a bunch of Voyager. I'm okay with this. I think that's why. I think that's a fair trade.
I don't know. I was really hating this
but fucking movie. It's a fair trade, because think about it. Week in, week out, just watching Voyager, we're going to get some good stuff through this roulette. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Dolph Lundgren looks like the bad guy from that Rocky movie. Okay. Martian notes. By the way, these are in comments for the trailer. So I'm imagining they saw the trailer and like, oh, that guy's name is Dolph Lundgren. It kind of looks like him.
Yeah. He kind of looks like
Marcia. Got some news for you. It is. That is the bad guy from Rocky IV. That's Ivan Drago, Marcia. So, well, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were reading a comment that someone was responding like a very
no,
very yeah.
Dolph Lundgren looks like the bad guy from that Rocky movie.
Wow,
that is
amazing. That is actually amazing.
Marcia. You got it. You got it. Do you have any more?
No.
So I got one more.
Okay.
I got one more, and it's all in caps.
Oh, so you got to scream this comment.
But there's no exclamation points.
Mm.
So it's weird. There's dashes, though.
Dashes.
Fucking moron, you fucking sucker, next fucking time type. Dash. Spoiler alert. Dash. Fucking idiot. Dash. Fucking trailer with fucking spoiler. Dash. Fucking type next time. Dash. Fucking moron in the fucking trailer. Dash. Abdulaziz, the boss, said this.
The boss.
Yeah.
You know what? If it does spoil anything, I could kind of
understand. Trailer doesn't spoil anything.
Okay, then I don't know what he's complaining about.
Fucking type soup. You fucking sucker next time type. Fucking idiot. Fucking type next time.
I got so many similar to that kind of typing style.
I love YouTube comments so much.
Okay.
So, what's your final thought, by the way, on Universal Soldier?
I didn't like it. It made me not want to watch the original
Universal Soldier. Do you love Scott Adkins as much as everyone else does?
No, I don't get this. He looked like a shitty Colin Farrell.
He's generic to me.
He looked like a shitty Colin Farrell to me. And I was like, okay. I don't care about
this. So, before we close this up, what do you have for me?
It's that time again. For wrestling,
I wish we had a jingle for this.
Yeah, you can put John Cena's theme or something. You can do one of those. And I say that because John Cena is usually the guy that receives most of these weird comments. So to start this off, I'm just going to show you a picture that John Cena posted on his Facebook page. Look at, for 4th of July. It's a picture of Patton. All right. You know, simple. So here's one of the responses to that. Cena is also the best soldier ever, even better than a machine. Was Cena in the army before he came in WWE? And then the original guy says, what do you have against him? Leave him alone and go ask him. And then he posted that again. Go ask him yourself. He said that. And then he said, you just read his history. He was a Marine soldier. Some response, no, he wasn't. He wasn't. And okay. He played the Marine.
That's his gimmick, sort of the soldier
guy. Sort of, yeah. He salutes, and that's,
yeah. He wears camo shorts, yeah.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. He had no prior military experience. And then the guy says, really? Google John Cena life history. But I know, he was a soldier. But at least I stand up for my hero. And then someone says, your hero is a phony. You just want to make me angry. Not gonna happen. Because you think the Marine is a true story, says the man. What do you mean? No, but just maybe he's a soldier. But he will make a good Marine. Like, maybe he could leave the ring.
Oh, no.
Hey, I don't call your hero a phony. And then, so Cena suck, says another man. No, he is so strong, he beat Brock Lesnar up. And Cena doesn't suck anything. But Brock Lesnar beat Undertaker. And yeah, it's just more insane. It goes on forever. And then some guy in between all this posted his official, and I put in quotation marks, WWE page for the character known as Undertaker 2. And I'm going to let you take a good look at this picture of Undertaker 2.
It looks like a chubby Filipino man.
Yes, okay. In Undertaker costume.
Okay.
And then, this was all just a mess, honestly. I don't understand this weird, like, and I don't hate John Cena as much as I used to, but it's so weird the way people act sometimes regarding this person. All right, so an open letter to H3.
Oh no.
And Step. So
and Step?
Yes.
Why do wrestling fans don't know how to spell?
I think these are foreign fans that don't have a very good grasp of the English language. Right, right. So this is an open letter to Triple H
and Stephanie McMahon.
Yes, who are the owners, I guess, of WWE. Situation has revealed that Money in the Bank fighting coming up very soon will come across some obstacles in which only Seth Rollins, will know the secret key to quickly remove the WWE World Heavyweight Champion belt from where it is hanged. But it is known to Dean A. The said Dean will try several times to remove it, but may not. However, Seth can remove it easily. If Dean can use his lunatism as nickname...
Is that a real word?
I don't think...
Lunatism? I love it.
I don't think so.
I, you know what? That's
become... If that is a word, that should
be... I'm going to write that down as an official word.
If Dean can use his lunatism as...
I love it.
As nickname to also know the secret key, it may be fine and good. The universe may be recalled, some concert plan organized against Dean with aim of denying him from signing the Money in the Bank contract. You don't have to sign it.
This is like some weird biblical shit.
But however it wasn't successful, we keeping our eyes open. There you go. That's the open letter to Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
What does that's not just a what does it mean? It's like, who is this man, and like, is he a prophet or something?
No idea.
Lunatism.
Yes.
That's
So John Cena lost a battle, a match a month ago, and a lot of people were angry. Okay. So what a bunch of crap, time to cancel WWE. Whoever wrote this match is a freaking moron. I don't care, John Cena lost, he's still in my chat, that's kind of nice. John Cena is still number one with fans because Owens wouldn't get close to the fans. So, Owens, you need to learn respect. Why? How to treat the fans from John Cena. Love you, John Cena. You still number one.
Okay. Oh, God.
Here's a picture of a diva just getting ready for her match.
Oh, no.
And
I'm expecting something creepy.
So, some guy just posted a lot of heart emojis.
Okay.
Some guy... quoted his friend to take a look,
and what
the final comment says: "I jack off to her pics."
Wow, you're just putting it out there.
Yes,
you're no shame.
At John Cena from a this is on his Twitter. I know I will never see your hairy uncut.
Okay, all right, we're done. That's it. No more of those. I don't want to hear any more of that one.
We'll finish more of these. Oh eventually. My
fucking god! So
that was the tip of what I found, by the way.
Oh god,
you're not even ready.
Okay, so Alex, just because Europeans river dance doesn't mean anything. We're all humans. We all move together and push humanity forward.
Okay, come on, Eileen. Because in that video, they're dancing, right? Come on.
Alex, this is Curtis Mayfield with Move On Up.
Just move on up toward your destination.